Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by the senator from the 20th District, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalms 121, verses 7 and 8. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through travel and bad weather and good, we ask that you watch over our coming and going. Keep us from all harm and guide us so that we do not harm others. Help us be mindful of those around us and to be a blessing to them as we go about our work. Help us not to forget that you are sovereign. Use us to accomplish your purposes. And in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Senator.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, third day, Monday, January 8th, 2024.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Lawrence County.
Mr. President, I have three resolutions.
Please send your resolutions forward. Senator, with seeing no titles on the resolutions, they will be printed in the journal. Would you like to explain any of the three? And if so, feel free to.
I would briefly. Thank you, Mr. President. The first of the three is regarding Rule 50. And it states in Rule 50 that referrals of bills and appointments to committee shall be made by the President pro tem. And but there's no specificity on when those referrals might be made. So I'm just adding a little clarification that under Rule 44, that the resolutions or bills be referred within 30 calendar days of that filing of the bill. And the second resolution also has to do with Rule 50. It has to do with the reporting of bills from committee. And currently, there is a provision that only allows bills that are requested by the President pro tem. This would allow the chair of each committee to be authorized to report to at least three bills, no more than three bills, for whatever purpose. And then if the President pro tem decided that more could be accepted, then he could request and authorize those. The third of the three actually, I think, brings us up to the current century that we're living in. I know there are traditions and accepted practices within the Senate that may tend to not prohibit necessarily, but not to accept what we have going in even in another chamber. For example, we have camera operators who are regularly here in the chamber recording and allowing for us to use that material if we deem appropriate. And so what I'm asking in this particular resolution is to allow the recording, both video and audio, of the proceedings, and then those to be archived for perpetuity so that we can look at those. And it gives us a better idea of who's speaking. I know sometimes I've looked, listened in on the live stream, and even though I know the members here, and I think I know their voices, coming across on radio often doesn't indicate who that person is unless they're called out by name. So hopefully we'll be able to view that individual as well. There is a provision on here on an operational date. I don't know that we can meet that, so that is something that is amendable, and I would encourage and welcome opportunity for conversation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from the 26th district. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1308, introduced by Brown 26, an act relating to designation of a memorial highway.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill? Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills, the senator from the 20th district.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills to introduce.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1309, introduced by Senator Trent, an act relating to the assessment of solar property.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1310, introduced by Senator Trent, an act relating to the appointment and duties of commissioners to attend the Article 5 Convention.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
No, Mr. President, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the third bill. If we could get a little quiet in the chamber so we could hear the Secretary read the bill, please take your conversations to the side galleries or keep them to a minimum. Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 1311, an act relating to a pilot program for media literacy and critical thinking.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
No, thank you, Mr. President. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Order of business is introduction of bills. The senator from the 19th district. Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1312, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to the offense of making a terrorist threat in the second degree.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Senate Bill number 1313, introduced by Senator Lucktemeyer, an act relating to fraudulent misrepresentations in advertisements of health care practitioners.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation needed at this time, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, we'll be going to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills. There will be no formal business after. I will be making a motion to adjourn under the rules.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from Lawrence.
I have an announcement.
Proceed.
And without objection, I'd like to introduce a special guest during that time.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today on your right, Mr. President, we have Matt Goodsell. Matt is not a stranger in the Capitol. He talks a little funny, but he's not really that funny, actually. No, he's got some pretty good jokes. They're Aussie jokes, in fact. And we've had a good time communicating over the last, goodness, probably 4 or 5 years, I guess, since I've been here at the Missouri Capitol. And Matt is part of a group called the Capitol Commission, and he wants to get to know all of us and invite us to several different studies that he has going on in the Capitol, one in room 220 on Mondays at 10 a.m., and that's for Capitol staff, and for senators on Wednesdays at 7:30 a.m., also in room 220, on Thursdays. I think that's for the other side of the building, so I won't even mention that because I'm not sure who might be interested. But I welcome you to meet with Matt at your convenience at the time scheduled, and I hope that you can make time to at least meet Matt and get to know him just a little bit. Thank you, Mr.
President. Let's welcome Matt to the Senate chambers this morning. Further announcements? Senator from Shelby.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Shelby.
It's me. No, it's me.
I think your mic's up.
Boone. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 760.
Senate Bill 760, an act relating to the Critical Incident Stress Management Program.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 761.
Senate Bill 761, an act relating to compulsory school attendance.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 762.
Senate Bill 762, an act relating to suicide prevention in education.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 763.
Senate Bill 763, an act relating to expungement.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 764.
Senate Bill 764, an act relating to fire protection districts.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 765.
Senate Bill 765, an act relating to a conviction review unit.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 766.
Senate Bill 766, an act relating to allegations of sexual misconduct against private school employees.
Education, Workforce Development, Senate Bill 767.
Senate Bill 767, an act relating to the age of marriage.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 768.
Senate Bill 768, an act relating to alternative therapies.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 769.
Senate Bill 769, an act relating to solid waste disposal.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 770.
Senate Bill 770, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 771.
Senate Bill 771, an act relating to the use of self-defense.
General Laws, Senate Bill 772.
Senate Bill 772, an act relating to licenses issued by the Department of Revenue.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 773.
Senate Bill 773, an act relating to automated external defibrillators in schools.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 774.
Senate Bill 774, an act relating to local election candidate filing dates.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 775.
Senate Bill 775, an act relating to the protection of unborn children.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 776.
Senate Bill 776, an act relating to gender transition.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 777.
Senate Bill 777, an act relating to sales taxes.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 778.
Senate Bill 778, an act relating to licensure of dentists and dental hygienists.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 779.
Senate Bill 779, an act relating to Human Trafficking Task Force.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 780.
Senate Bill 780, an act relating to the virtual school program.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 781.
Senate Bill 781, an act relating to labor organizations.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 782.
Senate Bill 782, an act relating to water exportation across state boundaries.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 783.
Senate Bill 783, an act relating to self-defense.
General Law, Senate Bill 784.
Senate Bill 784, an act relating to minimum school term.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 785.
Senate Bill 785, an act relating to financial incentives for business development.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 786.
Senate Bill 786, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 787.
Senate Bill 787, an act relating to discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
General Law, Senate Bill 788.
Senate Bill 788, an act relating to the offense of unlawful discharge of a firearm.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 789.
Senate Bill 789, an act relating to the powers of a hospital district board of trustees.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 790.
Senate Bill 790, an act relating to unlawful possession of a firearm by a minor.
General Law, Senate Bill 791.
Senate Bill 791, an act relating to homelessness.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 792.
Senate Bill 792, an act relating to tax credits for downtown revitalization.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 793.
Senate Bill 793, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for feminine hygiene products.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 794.
Senate Bill 794, an act relating to a tax credit for providing services to homeless persons.
Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 795.
Senate Bill 795, an act relating to a tax credit for providing housing for victims of domestic violence.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 796.
Senate Bill 796, an act relating to powers of arrest.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 797.
Senate Bill 797, an act relating to fire protection districts.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 798.
Senate Bill 798, an act relating to the oversight of Department of Corrections facilities.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 799.
Senate Bill 799, an act relating to motor vehicle assessments.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 800.
Senate Bill 800, an act relating to law enforcement agencies.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 801.
Senate Bill 801, an act relating to child protection.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 802.
Senate Bill 802, an act relating to rural workforce development incentives.
Merging issues, Senate Bill 803.
Senate Bill 803, an act relating to municipal franchise fees for video service providers.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment, Senate Bill 804.
Senate Bill 804, an act relating to accountability measures for elementary and secondary schools.
Education and workforce development, Senate Bill 805.
Senate Bill 805, an act relating to electric utilities.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment, Senate Bill 806.
Senate Bill 806, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 807.
Senate Bill 807, an act relating to collaborative practice arrangements.
Government accountability, Senate Bill 808.
Senate Bill 808, an act relating to the operation of certain law enforcement agencies.
Transportation Infrastructure and Public Safety, Senate Bill 809.
Senate Bill 809, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 810.
Senate Bill 810, an act relating to abortion facilities.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 811.
Senate Bill 811, an act relating to child protection.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 812.
Senate Bill 812, an act relating to special education programs.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 813.
Senate Bill 813, an act relating to inspections of certain long-term care facilities.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 814.
Senate Bill 814, an act relating to assessment of public elementary and secondary schools.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 815.
Senate Bill 815, an act relating to restricting corporate and public entities from making financial decisions that are not based on precursory factors.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 816.
Senate Bill 816, an act relating to electronic voting systems.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 817.
Senate Bill 817, an act relating to professional licensing.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 818.
Senate Bill 818, an act relating to the rulemaking authority of the Department of Health and Senior Services.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 819.
Senate Bill 819, an act relating to participation of certain students in non-traditional educational settings.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 820.
Senate Bill 820, an act relating to the offense of aggravated fleeing, a stop, or detention of a motor vehicle.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 821.
Senate Bill 821, an act relating to insurance coverage of self-administered hormonal contraceptives.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 822.
Senate Bill 822, an act relating to a tax credit for the property tax liabilities of certain vulnerable persons.
Economic Development Tax Policy.
Senator from Shelby.
With no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.